With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock announced today the state will use federal aid money to bolster Montanans' access to food during the ongoing COVID-19 crisis.
No Montanan should have to worry about putting food on the table for themselves and their families, especially during a global pandemic.
All of the following changes are made possible by the massive $2 trillion emergency coronavirus spending bill recently signed into law. Bullock says it allows for a doubling of the U.S. Department of Agriculture food shipments for pantries, tribal governments, and senior centers. The food is provided at no cost to those needing short-term hunger relief. Additionally, interviews normally needed to apply for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will be waived. Those benefits will renew automatically. The federal Ag Department is being asked to provide the maximum food assistance available for families eligible for SNAP in April and May.
So more than 52,000 Montana households are expected to receive the maximum available food assistance.
The state is also now making it easier for new mothers to access the Women, Infants, and Children program by phone. They'll also have a bit more flexibility. For example, if a store sells out of 2% milk, the waiver would allow whole or skim milk to qualify as a substitute. The U.S. government has agreed to pay $1 million to a Montana water district to settle a lawsuit over the amount of arsenic coming into its system from Yellowstone National Park. As the Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports, the settlement brings an end to the lawsuit filed by Gardner Park County Water and Sewer District in 2018, claiming high levels of arsenic were found in the district's sewage ponds, making cleanup more expensive. The lawsuit alleged the increased arsenic was from faulty manholes or pipes delivering wastewater from the park's headquarters at Mammoth Hot Springs in Wyoming. Judge Susan P. Waters signed an order dismissing the case because of the settlement between the park and the water district in mid-March. According to the Chronicle, a payment to the water district has already been made. The money will pay for rehabilitating the district's septic system. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.